And turn with me, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 63 in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 63. I invite you to follow along as I read, beginning at verse 7, just three verses, 7, 8, and 9. As you listen, I want you to be aware of what is it that stands out to you as I read. What is it that stands out to you? I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. What is it that stands out for you in those verses? When they were in distress, he lifted them up and carried them. Thanks, Lois. Kindness. Several times it mentions the kindnesses of God in verse 7 at the beginning and in verse 7 at the end. The kindnesses of God. Karen, his compassion. Yes. According to his compassion and many kindnesses. Excuse me? He too was distressed in their distresses, in his people's distresses. He too is distressed. Fascinating. There's a connectedness. Tell me about that. Yeah, there's a connectedness that God is always there for his people. They don't have to go looking for him. He is present. Richard, you had something?
How much they've done for us, the deeds which he's done for us.
Yeah, all the things that God's done. Take a look at me with me if you would, as we begin to read this passage, just in verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done. Yes, the many good things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. You get the sense that this is almost like we're reading the Apostle Paul, where Paul just kind of goes on and on and on about something. Here Isaiah is going on and on about what the Lord has done for us. So I want to ask you just to take a few moments and consider for yourself, and you may want to write this down on your bulletin. What has the Lord done? What has the Lord done in your life? How has the Lord shown kindness to you? Go ahead and take a moment. And think about that. Over the last year, how have you experienced the Lord's kindness? What has the Lord done in your life? Take a couple moments And think about that. Jot those things down. As you think about what the Lord has done for you, how do you need the Lord to carry you into 2020? He says in verse 9, in the midst of their distress, he too was distressed. The angel of his presence saved them. That's basically the angel of his presence, that's God, saved them. He lifted them up and carried them. How do you need the Lord to carry you into 2020? Take a moment to consider that. And one final thing. This passage begins with the three words, I will tell. The shepherds, when they came to visit the baby Jesus at the manger, left to go and tell. Because someone has been faithful to go and tell, you, each one of you, has heard the story. Who do you need to go and tell about the kindnesses and the goodness of the Lord as we move into this new year? Appropriate that we end this morning's service by singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. I invite you to stand and join with me. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Either watching or silent flocks by night, behold throughout the heavens
there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. But feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.